is on. Tap in. What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
Doesn't matter. Hey. Turn it off.
Is that Nelly City? Oh, you can go ahead and cut that off because this topic should be live. Okay.
The afternoon situation with Leisha B starts next.
Does it's Leisha B on the down on your afternoon lituation? Thank you so much for turning up with me for this winning Wednesday, okay? And when I mean winning, I mean what? Winning, okay? And don't forget, today is one of the second to third last day that you can walk away with tickets to meet up with me at the Grand Rapids Gold Game on March 5th. It's gonna be a time, babes. It's gonna be a time. Mitten Ties has showed me the shirt that we are providing for our besties who won, and child, it's gonna be a good time, okay? So lock in with me till 7 o'clock. We got lots of things to talk about, things to get into, and good music to vibe into, right? It's Magic, so you already know we got good music on the way, including this one, It's Worth It by Magic 104.9. It's Magic. Who is this?
It's John. How you doing?
How you doing, John? I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well.
So you are one of my besties, I'm assuming?
Yes, I am.
Well, I'm guessing you want to party with me on March 5th.
I sure do.
Well, congratulations, friend. You and a friend are going to the Grand Rapids Go Game March 5th and set at 7 p.m. so that you can meet me.
Let's go. Let's go. I'm here.
Just let me know what station hooked you up.
104.9.
And just like that, he is walking away with tickets to the extravaganza with Magic. All you got to do, if you want to be a part of it, is hit me up tomorrow on Magic 104.9.
Your daily dose of pop culture, the Lituation Report on Magic 104.9. Grand Rapids number one for hip-hop and R&B.
Cardi B is seemingly gearing up for a major return to music, and it probably will include a song that appears to sample Missy Elliott's song, She's a Bee. Now, Barty's got fans excited as she reposted on her Instagram story a quick little snippet of the song from a fan account. The clip includes a Cardi countdown and other videos from the account, including the hashtag Where is Cardi, which is a whole campaign that her fans were doing looking for her. This comes days after Offset publicly sent Cardi some encouraging words regarding her long-awaited sophomore album, so hopefully it's coming very soon. And last but not least, Kanye West's issues with Donna Summer's estate is getting a little bit more legal, because according to TMZ, the late singer's estate is now suing Ye because of the song Good Don't Die from Vultures 1 featured some vocals that resemble Donna Summer's hit song I Feel Love. After several attempts of having the song removed from streaming platforms, the Disco Queen's team decided to seek more major damages as well as an injunction that would block the track's distribution moving forward. So as a result, Ye, his collaborator Ty Dolla $ign, and the label through which the song was released are all being sued, child. Get all the details and more shenanigans about what's going on in pop culture. Tap into that Magic 104.9 app. Grand Rapids number one for hip-hop, Magic 104.9. Leisha B here. But I may not be from New York, but being crowned the king of New York is a big deal. And the person that got crowned just got on the scene. I'm confused. But according to A Boogie with the Hoodie, Ice Spice is the coveted king of New York. During an appearance on Aiden Ross's latest kick stream on Tuesday, the Bronx rapper declared that Ice Spice is currently the hottest name in New York. And when he was asked who the current king of New York is, A Boogie simply said, quote, Ice Spice got it right now. I feel like Ice is just wildin'. It's just wildin' right now. She's got it right now. Now, while I understand what he's trying to say, I feel like the king of New York title is a little bit too much, friend. But what do I know? Let's talk about it. Hit up that Magic 104.9 app and let me know. Do you think that Ice does hold the crown of being the king of New York? Grand Rapids number one for hip-hop, Magic 104.9. Leisha B here. Today's Blind to the Streets is a doozy, because imagine walking to a place where the lines between right and wrong are very blurred, where those who are tasked to uphold the law bend it to their will. Sounds like a politician if you ask me. But this is not a plot to your favorite crime drama like Law & Order. It's a disturbing reality that is actually happening right now within the Kentucky Department of Corrections, because over 16 months, ending in November of last year, an investigation peeled back layers of crazy misconduct involving at least 30 staff members engaging in inappropriate relationships with their prisoners, probationers, and parolees. And the disgusting and crazy part is, it doesn't stop there. 14 employees were caught smuggling contraband, including drugs of the highest caliber, or accepting bribes. It's getting crazy in Kentucky now. We all know that justice is never really served promptly, or at all. And it's just crazy to see that for 16 months, people were doing disgustingly heinous things to the prisoners, probationers, and parolees just because they have the power to do so. But again, as Black people in America, we know how that feels daily. But if you want to get all the details about this disturbing situation that is going down in Kentucky Department of Corrections and how they're apparently going to fight against this, it's all waiting for you right now, the Magic 104.9 app. Grand Rapids number one, Fred Bob, Magic 104.9. Lisha B here. Then there's always a time that you can be a good person, especially for the younger generation. And this little boy, Levi's day was already going off to a bad start when the first grader boarded his school bus one morning. His school bus driver, Larry Farish Jr., noticed right away that something was wrong. So he asked Levi what was up. And Larry learned that his school spirit week at the elementary school in Louisville, Kentucky, and the students were allowed to wear pajamas all day. And the only problem is that Levi didn't have any pajamas to wear. After dropping the kids off at the school, Larry decided to make a stop at a nearby Family Dollar to pick up some new pajamas just for Levi. He took the pajamas back to the school where he explained to an office assistant what happened on the bus, and Levi was called to the office and given the gift that turned his entire day around. Thankfully, the Jefferson County Public Schools decided to share a post about the heartwarming moment and the supportive comments and the praise that are pouring in as it should, to the point where a nonprofit organization raised almost $600 in donation from the public for Levi and his five siblings to get some clothes. Okay? And shout out to this man, Larry Farish Jr., for doing what is needed for kids, going above and beyond, doing more than just simply driving them to school, but really being a good human. Want to get all the details about this story and just even more heartwarming things? Hit up that Magic 104 now.